has been contact between the contractor, who's Coffees Water, and the council. So this is the last document that has to be finalised before contract documents are signed, and saying that it has been a long time. There's been huge frustration in the local community, and today's meeting, I think, met with a lot of the frustrations and alleviated some of the fears that some of the locals here in Dunloe have that the scheme may not progress.
So from your point of view now, this once this final document has been sorted and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, then the contract documents can be signed and work on this project can finally begin.
That's exactly it. And I suppose just while I am here, I'd like to thank the local community for coming out today. I think that, you know, taking the time out and having their fears and all their questions. As I say, we haven't got a date, which is the unfortunate part of it. But as soon as the date is got for the contract documents to be signed, that will be publicised. And also the council have agreed to run information evenings in both the town and Glenties and Dunloe after the contract documents are signed. So is that anybody within the local community can come and see what the plans are and have their voices heard.
In terms of the funding, you've already told us that that's in place, planning is in place, everything is ready. There aren't any more stumbling blocks that you can foresee.
I can't foresee any more stumbling blocks, but Donal, as I've said, you know, on numerous occasions over the last 11 months, that it was coming towards over the line. Now what we have to ensure is that we keep the pressure on, that there can be no more stumbling blocks, because this contract has to start as soon as possible. The two towns have been hugely affected by pollution over the last number of years, and it's just not good enough that this has happened. But this is the remedy, and we have to ensure that it happens as soon as possible.